Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. Let me jump straight into today's topic. Last week, I talked about the fact that things work out when you do. And initially, I thought about naming this episode Why Everything Works Out When You Do. And to be honest, I'm really happy that I didn't name it that way, because the truth is that life consists of ups and downs. Sometimes you're on a roll and things are going great. They're amazing, going your way. But suddenly, things may start to shift and change, and that initial high that you were on kind of flattens out. And depending on how severe that, let's say, change in dynamics is, you start to feel kind of drained or sad or any other negative emotion. But I think it's important to remember that those changes in our experience are part of life. I think what's so important is to stay focused in those moments. Focused on your goals and focused on your why, because we all have a reason why we do the things we do. And even though it may be hard to motivate yourself sometimes, it's really important to keep reminding yourself why you're doing what you're doing. And every negative experience and every down phase, so to say, is actually a learning experience. And I try to treat those situations that way. Firstly, as situations that I encounter and not a normal kind of baseline experience that I always have. And secondly, I try to treat those situations as learning experiences, things that make me better, that I encounter to learn something, to, yeah, just come out stronger, wiser, better than I was before. And what's even more important is to have an abundance mindset at all times. And that means that we understand that there are infinite possibilities out there and that all the good things can come to us at any moment. So just because you've missed one opportunity doesn't mean that you'll never have that type of opportunity again. It's just not realistic. What's realistic is, if it happened once, why wouldn't it be able for it to happen again? So things work out when you do, because when you actually put effort into certain aspects of your life, when you stay consistent, even though you may encounter negative moments, that's actually going to make you stronger and better. And that's why things are ultimately going to work out, not because you are perfect or because you've never been through negativity, but because of the way that you decide to show up in those moments. And that's the secret, I guess. You show up anyway. You do your best. And that's what I try to do with this podcast too. I mean, today was a really exhausting day at work, to be honest, because I had a lot of projects to work on and a lot of them simultaneously. So I wasn't really focused, or I felt like I wasn't focused enough. But in the end, everything worked out and I went home, and I'm noticing that I'm really tired. So today is one of those days that I don't necessarily feel like recording a podcast episode, but I'm doing it anyway. I could have done it yesterday, but I've declared Wednesday to be my podcast recording day. So I stuck to my schedule, even though yesterday I felt like maybe I should have recorded an episode. And maybe it's also about following those little hunches. You know, sometimes you have an intuitive idea or feeling or just an inner pull towards a certain thing. And I think I need to learn to be a lot better when it comes to listening to those things, because I am a very intuitive person, but I oftentimes do not necessarily act on my intuition. And Yeah, maybe that's a topic for a different episode, but it's tying beautifully into the fact that life consists of ups and downs. And your feeling isn't always the same. Your intuition isn't always the same. You'll have certain hunches at certain times. And it's important to follow them. And I believe strongly that that's going to lead you on the right path, even though you may encounter ups and downs, and you likely will encounter them. So, yeah, what I want to say to finish off this episode is trust your intuition. Treat everything you experience as a learning experience that's there to make you better. And have an abundance mindset. Remember that there are infinite possibilities around you, and there is no reason why you wouldn't be able to draw them into your life. On the contrary, you are able to draw everything into your life that you desire, and everyone. So always remember that you are powerful and that you are the master of your life. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked it, please make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there. That would help me out a lot, and that would make me really, really happy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you in the next episode next week. Stay tuned. Bye.